Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. Meow. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Bewilder the mind. You think you're catching up, it only gets harder. One day we will find some familiar resolve, then we start.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to
Radio
Pizza Party! Broadcasting live from...
C-I-T-R on
101.9
F-M in
U
B
C the
unceded
territories
of
the
Musqueam people.
That's something we've never done before. That was fun. I like
it. Yeah, it's like a little call and response thing.
Yeah, so... If it's your first time listening to the show, which, hey, it might be.
There's more than one person in Vancouver.
There definitely is. We have a random topic every week. We talk about it. We do little jokes. We do little, maybe we might make you laugh, hopefully. That's the goal of this whole scenario.
The idea is to make people laugh. And the topics, they aren't like handed to us from a producer.
No.
We pick them ourselves on out of a hat, a digital hat these days, but a hat nonetheless.
A digital hat nonetheless, because no one's wearing a hat, except for Jack right now, who's wearing a hat. But
I am, but we forgot to cut up scraps of paper,
but
so we can't really
stick it out
of a hat.
But it is a waste of paper to just cut up scraps of paper.
Every week? It's ridiculous. Absurd.
Ridiculous.
Egregious, even.
Egregious Philbin.
You stole my joke. Okay.
Every week. So usually, Jack.
Yes?
We have a little fella next to us.
Little guest of wellness lights. It might not be a fella.
I mean, I say could. Fella in the...
The royal fella.
The royal fella.
Usually we have a goost. Gwaist? How's it pronounced?
A ghost.
A ghost. Usually we have a ghost in the studio with us.
It's really horrifying.
Radio ghost party.
Hey.
This week, we have nobody. It's just us. We're testing it out. This is a real test run to see
sure
how the
is.
Format works. See how just you and me razzing off each other all day is gonna do it.
Razzing off of each other.
Yeah, usually we razz on each other, but we're gonna razz off each other this week.
So Jack, how was your day up to this point?
My day, I haven't seen you at all. We definitely we did not work together, nor see each other, nor want to see each other.
Well, I mean, that last part, if any of those other parts were jokes, that last part was 100% truth.
Yes, I didn't want to see you even a little bit, yet here I am every Friday. I had a good day. It was hot.
Ooh, it's a scorcher.
It's a good old toasty day as far as I'm concerned.
But that's good. I mean, a good summer day is always, always needed.
Yeah. Yes. How was your day?
My day? Great. Amazing. 100%. 99% invisible.
It's a great podcast. Speaking of other shows.
Speaking of other shows. Guys, I'm not sure if you know this little show. It's called This American Life.
It's pretty low-key, pretty small time.
It's got a few listeners. We were trying to give them a bump this week. This guy, do you know? You might know him. His name's Ira Glass.
I thought it was Ira Glace.
His name was, Ira Glazerman.
Ira Glazerman is his full name?
Yeah, I'm going to just do a little adjustment.
That's 100% true.
Yes. So, as some of you might know, we are a couple of guys here. Jack, what's up?
Yes,
stuff.
We are a couple of guys here. I thought you were going somewhere with that. We are guys. We are men. Men of the day, not otherwise.
Oh, what's that? Ooh. What's that
what
noise?
What could that be? Ooh.
Ooh, hope nobody copyrights me.
What are you playing? Are you playing the bass line from something? Whatever that could be.
That is my... We decided, hey, we have no guest, but I think the true guest here is... Here, let me turn that down. Here today is the bass guitar, which I think is the coolest of instruments.
Would you say you are the bass maester?
I would think I'm the bass maester 300. Was that guy on YouTube? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Who? What did you...
Never mind. I didn't say anything.
Should we pick a topic?
Yeah, so we pick a topic. So generally we get a guest to pick a topic, but because we're busy people... We are very busy men. We sometimes have to not have a guest.
Yes. I mean, we could have had a guest. There was nothing stopping us except for our lack of friends.
We ran through, I think this week we ran through all of our friends. At this point.
We're going to have to find some new ones.
We were scraping the barrel with Fenner. Like, he is not my friend.
Fenner is a very valued friend of mine. I don't know what you're talking about, mister.
I didn't grow up with him. I wasn't part of that crew.
Yeah, we didn't grow up with Zoe or Larissa or Oli, but they're great friends of ours.
I grew up with, who else have I had in the show that was
Steph.
Steph, I kind of grew up with her.
Who else?
There
haven't
have
been
many
people from the wheelhouse.
No, the
as
wheelhouse.
As much as you've wanted to use that term, nobody else has been from the wheelhouse.
That's true. I guess the not
it's all been from the Lamb Fam.
The Lamb Fam. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm checking out which mic I am because you have all three mics on.
Oh, okay. Well,
I am mic three.
Okay, talk.
There we go. Oh,
okay, yeah. Unnecessary mic miking.
Too many mics.
Too many mics will spoil
the
broth.
Fuji song.
too many mics on the set. You know that song?
Just let's just play the theme song, man. Let's just pick a topic.
Okay. Well, how's this gonna work? We both
I'm
know,
gonna pick the topic.
We both know what the topics are generally, don't we?
No, but okay. Screw it. 35. What's the topic?
30. We don't have 35.
Well, just pick.
Imagine
you
us
pick
preparing
now,
35 things. That's impossible.
Okay, just give me a random topic. I don't care. Whatever.
A random topic? Well, no. Okay, you have one. You have 1 to 17, my good brother.
14.
Weather. I think that's a good one for me and you. A good solo bolo.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, weather.
Well, we've already talked about the weather today already. When has that happened in RPP history?
You talked about the weather?
When we've talked about the topic, and then that topic has already been picked. You know what I mean?
I can't recall us talking about unsolved mysteries before we picked unsolved mysteries as a topic. Throwback, hey, Oli.
Throwback to Oli.
Hey, Oli.
TBT.
Hashtag. Other than that, yeah, I can't think of anything. We picked the topic.
No,
it's usually
okay,
something
so
very esoteric.
What is your favorite type of weather?
My favorite type of weather.
What's your favorite
hailstorm.
Temperature? Hailstorm.
Hailstorm. Because they don't.
Isn't that a band? Is that a band? Jack, is that a band? Can you tell me if that's a band? Hailstorm? Is that a band? Or am I thinking of something else? Is that a band? Jack, is that a band?
No, it's not a band.
Thank you for the prompt response there, Mr. Lamb.
I was trying to think of every band in the world, and I did, and there is no band called Hailstorm in the world.
I'm trying to find a thing here, because this is a one-on-one. I remember when Sam was here, when it was a one-on-one, because you were in Japan. Sam was here because you were in Japan.
I was not in Japan.
Japan.
Tristan.
But I made a little something for one-on-one radio shows.
And how does it go?
Like this.
Radio.
One-on-one. Yeah. Radio's best when it's one-on-one. As they always say.
You have zero, idea for Coop? The flow of a conversation.
What did I interrupt?
Me talking about Hailstorm, my favorite bands.
Are they actually a band, though?
No, they're not a band.
Who am I thinking of that is named, Hail or Hallstrom or something like that?
Halsey?
No, it's definitely,
Maelstrom?
No, maybe. They had, a hit in maybe 2012.
Research your topics. Imagine Dragons.
Was not Imagine Dragons.
They had their song Radioactive. I'm pretty sure Hailstorm was
Ooh, Radio. That's the party. Why do we need a guest? I think this was a...
I think we've demonstrated why in the last 6 minutes.
Oh, really? Anyone
I was saying to Tristan before the show, we are the first kind of good bass player to have on the air.
Anybody guess the song?
Smoke on the Water.
No. Oh, I've lost it a little bit there.
What song was that?
Oh, okay. Any Metallica listeners?
Is it Super Bass?
Doo-doo. I guess I could just play the note instead of sing it. Hey, call in if you know that song. We'll give you a free t-shirt. Just
What's
kidding.
What's the call-in number? 604-822-2487. The lines are open,
oh,
people.
No, please don't call.
Let's have some calls. We have an hour to fill, Tristan.
Please call.
Please call. Please clap.
Or how about Jack... Do you know funk? Do you know Power of Tower or Tower of Power?
I don't know Tower
But you don't
of Power.
Know funk.
I'm sorry. Are you playing slap bass right now?
Yeah, I am. Or how about this one? Oh, jeez. Oh, man. Oh, I'm trying to play a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. I listen to it. See, all the songs that I know on bass, I learned when I was probably about 15 years old. I will turn that down.
Thank you.
Yeah, that little noise is from the bass when it's on. So
it's
when
not
I'm actually
Tristan talking.
Or how about this bad boy?
So Tristan, what's your favorite weather?
Hail.
Is that a band?
Oh, no, that's Motley Crue. Oh, Haim. That Haim was a better joke.
Terrible band.
Better joke. I think that's true. Oh, people are actually calling in. Oh, I bet you it's my dad again.
Let's do it. Let's open the lines.
Let's open up the lines.
Open maybe, up the maybe lines. Turn the phone.
Do we want to say something? Yeah, I will. Yeah. Hello? Hello? Who's there?
Hey, I'd like to name that song.
All right. Who is this man on the radio right now?
I don't know. I almost need a handle by now.
You do. Wheels.
How about Donnie Richter?
Yeah, okay.
All right, we're here with Donnie Richter Wheels.
Okay.
So what was that song, Mr. Wheels?
That song was For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Yes.
By Metallica.
What album is that from?
The intro to Zombieland, of course.
That is Ride the Lightning.
Yes, it is. Remember when I listened to a lot of that? This is my dad, everybody, again. He should be like
it
should be a regular fixture to have my dad on the show.
Well, you didn't have a guest, and there was
now
a free T-shirt in it, right? So that's what I'm after, the free T-shirt.
Well, free is like a, in the legal
it's free,
sense.
It's like by donation, and the donation's $15.
Okay, I'll give you $15. So instead of 14 T-shirts, I'm going to get 15, right?
Yeah, you know, why not?
Sure. I mean, yes. Buy radio pizza party T-shirts, everybody. All right, thanks,
please,
Dad.
Someone.
We're gonna continue on with the show, but I really appreciate you calling in. You're like number one fan.
Wait, should we do one more Guess That Song?
Oh, one more Guess the Song while you're
one
on air.
One more G That S. Play us a new song.
Jeez. Okay, I'm trying to remember that song.
Are that
London Calling?
No. Oh, I do know that song.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wait, you can't have the guest guess
oh,
the
no,
song
no. Here,
first
I know one.
And then you play the song. That's not how
okay,
guess that song works.
My dad will know this one.
Rush.
That's Anesthesia Pulling Teeth, Metallica from
yes.
the Kill 'Em All album.
Yes, it is. All right, thank you so much for calling in. That was Anesthesia Pulling Teeth. I just know a lot of Metallica songs on bass. That's about it. But thanks, Dad. I will see you later.
Later.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't know how to. I think that's a hang up. Okay, there we go.
Hey,
so we had a.
There we are. We had our first call in.
Our first call in. Ready? Jack, do you want to play the bass? Do you want to give it a go?
No, not at all.
What do you mean? Give it a go. Here, I'm going to hand it over to Jack.
Let's go to a quick little break first so that people don't have to hear us shuffling around.
Great idea. So this next song is by my friend Nick. This is actually a different one than the last one we've been playing recently.
Okay, what's this new song by Nick?
It's called In the Wee Hours. He's releasing an album.
Is he
album.
Peeing while he plays this song?
In the weeing hours. He's a little boy and he's weeing in the hours.
Does he want to be a big boy?
I think he wants to be a big boy at one point.
Okay.
Hasn't reached that level of fame yet.
Has he heard of you two?
Nick, if you can, just send us and tell us if you've heard of U2. So we're going to play the song. It's from an album coming up. I believe the title is going to be What Could Go Wrong is going to be the title of the song, or the album, I should say. This song is called In the Wee Hours. I actually really like I like this song, and I like to think it's because it's just I actually like it, not just because it's my friend.
Just
like
play
it's a
the
good
song, man.
Well, I'm just
we
trying
have
to
have a call in 2 minutes.
Well, tell that guy who we don't know to just chill. But yeah, this is In the Wee Hours by my good friend Nick Morgan, who is a very talented and
Influential.
Influential. He's influential. He's influencing our radio show right at this very moment.
Jesus Christ.
I don't blaspheme on my radio show.
Jesus, mother flipping Christ.
All right, so this is In the Wee Hours by Nicholas Morgan.
You gonna play it?
I am. I'm just gonna refresh that. This is, hey, you're seeing how the cheese student is getting made, as they say.
Yeah, this is for all the cheesers.
All you cheesers, this is how the cheese is made. Here we go.
In the wee hours of the day, the fog has come out to play. Saeed's gone out the door, and the elk are prepping their horns. And my cup stays in my lane. In the wee hours of the morn, the roads blurred out and torn. My speedy metal seat travels without heat, but my car stays in my lane. Try to stay and recoup, but I must hit the ropes. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. In the wee hours of the day, the sun decided to say hello.
Saturday, July 8th on West 4th Ave from Burrard to McDonald. There will be performances by the Zolas, the Courtneys, Louise Burns, and many more. Plus, the West 4th Living Stage with yoga, fashion shows, cooking, and mixology demonstrations. And of course, Mill Street Beer Gardens, food trucks, and family programming featuring Bob's and Lolo. It's all free. Quetzalano, Saturday, July 8th. Brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th, Car2Go, and Coast Capital Savings.
In the words of Henry David Thoreau, it's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. Multicultural Ministries is a national, cross-Canada, non-profit organization that runs temple tours and gives unique perspectives into different religions from around the world, including Buddhism, Sikhism, and Islam. To find out more about them, the tours they offer, or to book one, please visit templetour.weebly.com.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party! Question mark? I'm just going to put that on. And we got Jack on the bibberbitty bass.
Got me on the bass.
Oh, man. Okay, don't do that. I'd like to try to play a few notes. Do you know how to play it?
Why would I know how to play bass?
With your fingers, your two fingers, like that. Yeah. So this is a Radio Pizza Party. My name is Tristan. This is Jack. Jack's on the bass today.
I'm on the bass.
I was playing the bass earlier. I actually kind of know how to play the bass. Just no big deal. Just saying.
Not a big deal. I can play the bass.
I can play the bass a bit. Thanks to Uni Finer Supercut Studios. Shout out.
What? Supercut Studios?
Supercut Studios. We have a random topic. Our topic is weather, which I don't think we've said like three words about, but that's okay.
I've said three words. I said I like hail.
You said you like hailstorms, which I thought was a band, which I think it is.
Hey, we have somebody calling in.
Oh, we have a caller already. What's
this, Colin Mockery over here?
This is Colin Mockery.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello, hey, who's this?
Wait.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Is this Radio Pizza Party?
Of course it is.
The one and the same.
Oh, hit some bit. Can you hear that through the phone, this rippity bass?
I can't hear you play the Metallica. I'm all about that.
What's your name,
I'm
going to
turn the bass down.
My name is Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, my.
Matt LeBlanc, like the Matt LeBlanc?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing in Vancouver?
No, I'm not Joey from Friends.
Oh.
Coincidence.
It's a coincidence. That's annoying. That's a painful coincidence, my friend.
It's a painful, painful coincidence.
So, Matt LeBlanc.
Why specifically is it painful?
Okay, what are you doing?
Because.
Sorry, Matt. Or Mr. LeBlanc. I mean, you haven't said I can say Miss Matt yet.
It could be from Mexico. It could be Senor LeBlanc.
Can I call you Senor LeBlanc?
You can call me whatever you want.
Okay, well.
Okay, David, why is it so painful?
Why is it so painful?
Yeah. What has Matt LeBlanc specifically done to you?
Because I kind of look like Matt LeBlanc, but I don't sound like Matt LeBlanc. So people come and they say, oh, hey, Joey, how's it going? And they say some stupid Friends quotes that I never know because I've never seen the show.
You've never seen
and then
Friends.
And then they realize it's not me. And it's painful,
wait,
man.
In what way do you look like Matt LeBlanc? Is it the hair or the
face?
Eyes? Or the buttons?
Stature, eyes, complexion. We even have the same little mole on the cheek. It's ridiculous.
And wow. You sound nothing like him?
Well, I would say he sounds nothing like Matt LeBlanc. So you're telling me.
Do your best impression of Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, do an impression of Matt LeBlanc, please, Mr. LeBlanc.
I've never seen the show. I've refused.
But how do you know he sounds you look like him?
Do what?
Because people come up to me and they say, hey, it's Joey from Friends.
And you go, no, it's not. And they go, who are you? And what do you sound like?
Yeah, like, well, what's this voice I hear?
And then they say, well, if you're not Matt LeBlanc, then who are you? And I say, well, I'm Matt LeBlanc.
So that's even worse because you're like,
I know.
I'm Matt LeBlanc. And they're like, well, you look like me. Is this an accent you put on when you're not on screen, Mr. LeBlanc? And you're like, yeah, it seems like a horrible situation.
Yeah, every once in a while I just go along with it until they realize about 5 minutes in that I'm obviously not Joey from Friends. But anyways,
So
you're talking about the weather today, and you haven't talked about the weather once. I normally listen to the show
for
topics that you guys discuss. And
wait,
actually, let me be clear. I only ever listen to the show because my car is broken and I can't actually change the radio channel. And for some god reason, it's stuck on 101.9 CITR.
It's
for
I hear
some
your show every
great
week.
Reason it's stuck on 101.9 CITR-FM.
Are you telling me it's stuck on 101.9 CITR-FM,
broadcasting
live from the University of British Columbia
on
the
two territories?
The Musqueam territory? Yes, I know. I've seen the show.
Well, that makes it like live?
Whoa.
When did we have a celebrity, Matt LeBlanc? Sorry.
Wait, no, he's
the
not
regular
Matt
LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Mr. LeBlanc.
Yeah.
So,
Senor LeBlanc.
So, Senor LeBlanc, what is your line of work, if you don't mind my asking?
My line of work? I'm actually a marine biologist.
Oh,
specializing in whale epidemiology. So I study diseases in whales.
Which diseases?
Yeah, what's your favorite whale disease?
My favorite whale disease?
Yeah.
Tuberculosis. But
I didn't know whales could get tuberculosis.
I thought that was a lung issue, tuberculosis.
Well, whales have
lungs.
Yeah,
whales have lungs. Anyway.
Right, of course. Anyway.
But since I am a whale epidemiologist, I do have to deal with a lot of whales. So you could say that I'm pretty experienced with your mother.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I say that to everyone.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
Everyone who, when I tell them about
no,
my
you tell that
work,
to everyone?
Everybody normally finds it
Senor
pretty
LeBlanc,
funny.
Senor LeBlanc, it's clear that we've both been zinged by this.
That was a zing, I would say,
we've
Mr. LeBlanc.
Zinged, but to whomst was it... to whomst was it leveled?
What?
Collectively, both.
Oh,
because
you're calling both
that,
of our mothers whales?
Yes.
I disagree.
I say that to everyone who asks about my line of work, and normally everybody finds it pretty funny. The only person
not.
Who didn't find it funny was my ex-wife, Lindsay. Now, looking
Lindsay.
Back on it now, that was really the start of just this long decline of our relationship
that
eventually just turned to simmering hate and resentment.
Lindsay, what is her last name?
Lindsay?
Yeah, what was Lindsay's
her,
name?
Her name's Lindsay?
No, Lindsay LeBlanc.
No,
but
before
because
she
my last
it.
Name is LeBlanc.
Is she
oh,
Matt LeBlanc's daughter?
Also LeBlanc. No, she's just another, I know so many people with the last name LeBlanc.
Does she get mistaken for Matt LeBlanc often?
Yeah, she always looks like him.
Whoa, that's kind of like an ultimate act of narcissism, is dating someone so similar to yourself, Mr. LeBlanc.
Senor.
I look pretty good. I mean, I've seen pictures of Joey. He's a really good-looking guy.
You've seen pictures, but you've never watched.
First of all, I refuse to watch the show. There's a difference between not seeing it and refusing to watch it. Second of all, the only reason I see pictures is because all these fans come up and give me photos of Matt LeBlanc, and it's like looking in a mirror, and then he asked me to sign it.
They're very small photos. Now, do you ever play along with it?
Well, sometimes.
Ooh.
Not very good, I
tell
told you
that. Tell me
about
that time. Like, tell me
give
a time
us,
someone,
give us,
yeah.
Tell us an anecdote.
An anecdote when you rolled with the Matt LeBlanc.
Like a story? Like
yeah,
set?
That's what anecdote means.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so for instance, this one time. Is one guy came up to me, and like you said, you'd be like, oh, is this the accent that you use when you're out and about on town and don't want to be noticed? That's exactly what happened with this guy. Mm. He would not stop pestering me. On and on and on he would do this, until eventually I just had to throw him into a garbage can after I smashed his head against the wall because he was just ignoring me so much.
This sounds like a murder. I won't lie about that. Did you murder this man?
Well, that's neither here nor there.
Well, I think that's wholly here and wholly there.
Well, no, dude.
Did you just call
what is this
compatriot
you're doing?
Dude?
What? I could call people dude. That's a term.
We are respected radio hosts.
You are not respected. I've listened to every one of your episodes.
Well, I think
we
that's
are
probably
being
true.
Disrespected currently.
The
but
only, the only,
am.
The only good ones are when you have that that Ben Flynn guy on. That
I
guy
hate that guy.
Rad.
It's actually pronounced Bean Flynn.
Bean Flynn is how you pronounce his name, there, Jack.
Are you drunk, Mr. LeBlanc?
No. I just have to deal with the agony. Of my wife who left me and my kids that won't look into my eyes. And then eventually I do look back at my son's eyes.
Your
and
eyes?
All I see is the same cowardice that is reflected back into my soul, which I've carried around my entire life.
Are you doing a Norm Macdonald joke?
Hey.
I don't know who that is.
It's funny because you sound just like him.
You sound just like Norm Macdonald. Is this Norm? So Mr. LeBlanc.
I don't look like Norm Macdonald.
Well, good thing, yeah, because then people would hear your voice first and be like, whoa, is that Norm Macdonald? And then they'd see
and
you.
And I'd be like, no, I'm Matt LeBlanc.
So this scenario is someone would hear your voice, be like, whoa, is that Norm Macdonald? They'd look at you. They'd be like, oh, my God, it's Norm Macdonald. And you'd be like, no, I'm Matt LeBlanc, but not of Friends of Fame.
Nor do I know anything about Friends.
I am of... a marine biologist who studies the tuberculosis in whales, which I was surprised
exists.
Epidemiology.
Well, you know, that's not my only job. You know, you have to have more lines of work in this economy.
I would.
How many other jobs
a whale
do you
epidemiologist.
Have?
Well, you know Uber, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I thought Uber was going to be a great idea, but they didn't bring it here to BC, so I created my own one. Right.
Ooh.
So I drive around in my.
What is it called?
What
is it called?
What's your Uber called? Or your Uber service?
What's your
service?
Uber style?
Well, I don't know if you have a name for it just yet. Right now, I'm just kind of working out of my car. And the only other thing that I don't have right now is an app. So mainly it's just me driving around in my vehicle
asking people
if they want a ride.
Ooh.
However, what I didn't realize was that you should have a more presentable car when you're doing this job. Because I have a white windowless van. And when you drive around asking people if they want to lift with Matt LeBlanc in a white windowless van, you don't really get much business.
Or I would think you'd get a lot of business, personally. Because people would see, hey, Matt LeBlanc, windowless van, this guy is...
Well, maybe you guys can help me out a little bit then. Maybe you guys can give me a good name for my... You can give me a name for my company.
I think you should really, really... lay on the Matt LeBlancness. Even though you aren't Matt LeBlanc, I think if you're gonna make money, you should maybe say Matt LeBlanc's friends, like cab service or something.
why not just be a Matt LeBlanc impersonator and then just go along with that for the rest of my life?
Yeah,
and
go.
I'm just no longer a human being and just acting as if I was someone else, just like I was when I was living with my ex-wife Lindsay. Because I'd have to face someone else, somebody who had strength in his heart, and rather this cold cowardice that I end up receiving back from her, and it was just the pain and our children.
Okay, Mr. LeBlanc, I'm going to cut you off.
I think
right
I'm
going to
cut you off. Just one more thing.
One more thing.
Do you have a Taylor Swift cover album?
Do I have a Taylor Swift cover album?
Yeah, that you'd record as a LeBlanc. Would you have a song in it called LeBlanc Space? That was the whole thing I wanted to do. We'll see you later,
LeBlanc,
Mr.
Blood.
LeBlanc.
Thank you, Mr. LeBlanc. Goodbye. Radio Pizza Party, you're a teaser. All right. That was Mr. LeBlanc.
Senor LeBlanc.
Senor LeBlanc. An amazing man. I really liked that. I really liked him.
I didn't.
Okay. Well, Jack, why don't you rip a bit of bass?
One second.
Okay, do you know how guitars work?
Not even a little.
You put your finger on you push down on the fret. See, like, at least I could make a note. Oh, whoa, what's he doing? He's doing some Eddie Van Halen stuff. Oh, man.
This has a lot to do with the weather.
Okay, here, pass the bass.
I'm going to pee that B.
Pee the B. Fill the air.
Hey, we're passing that bass. Tristan is bonking it against the table.
Well, not on purpose.
He's going very Clash right now.
Yeah, I'm hey, somebody make an album cover of this. Ha-ha!
You bonking it against a table.
All right, Jack, why don't you give me a type of weather, and I'll make a bass noise to it.
Sunny day.
That was a sunny day song.
Let's hear a rainy day.
Rainy day.
Now let's hear hail.
Ah, run away from the hail.
Oh my God, watch out.
That was hail. Give me one more and then we'll go to a break.
How about a cloudy day?
Sorry. Whoops.
Hail. Again, hail one more time.
Hail. Wait. You said cloudy day. Why do I have to go back to hail? This one is called Cloudy Day. It's a cloudy day. Ooh, CanCon right here. We don't even have to do it. Because I am Can and Con. How many songs are made in studio like this? In radio? I guess all songs are made in studio.
No. Drake's, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, was made in hotel rooms, and that is one of the best Drake albums. Not a hard standard. Drake doesn't have any good albums. Shots fired! I'm going to take that stand. Also,
don't you like Drake?
I do, but he doesn't have many good albums. This song that we are playing...
We are playing.
I am honestly I'm lukewarm about it as of now. It's called Signs of Life, and it's by Arcadi Ferre.
Which is probably one of the better bands of the 20th century
so far. The early aughts. I'd say they had
early aughts.
Anyway, let's go to this break.
We'll go to this break. We'll play this song. And
we'll be back soon.
We'll be back soon.
Signs of life, so we do it again. First kiss takes life.
spirit ash. Where we going? What did you ask? Those cool kids stuck in the past, in a world of cigarette ash. Where we going? What did you ask? What did you ask? Looking for signs of life, looking for signs every night.
Of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful. An independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party. That was a weird little moment, but hey, life continues.
My whole life is weird little moments. So what's up?
So what's up?
Yeah, how's life?
Same thing.
What's going on?
I mean, I didn't think that song was that bad, but maybe because I like the hook, and then the entire song's the hook, like you mentioned. Now that maybe you ruined the song for me with that mention.
Yeah.
With that mention. Of course.
We are talking about the
weather today. This little song I made during the break here, ladies and gentlemen.
What's it called?
This song is called November Rain? Question mark? I changed it. It's different than the other one. Ready, ladies and gentlemen?
What, you mean Purple Rain
it's
by
cool
Prince?
It's cool to make some time in that cold November Rain? Cold, and it's cold outside, cause you watch out for the November rain. That was November rain? Question
mark.
That
was disgusting. That really made me feel ill.
Well, how about a little bit of this? A little bit of this. Ooh, too loud. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real live music right in the studio, in studio.
Yeah, you can tell it's real and live because it's bad. Gotcha. You've been gotched.
Punk. Okay.
Weather. We have to talk about weather.
I think that was Anarchy in the UK.
Can we talk about weather and not bass guitar?
You don't know me.
What's the biggest storm you've ever been in?
Ooh, I remember once I was I driving home? No, I think I was biking home. And this huge wind, like, attacked
now,
the city.
Now, by wind, do you mean a fart or the wind?
So this guy was eating a little bit too much beans. An actual wind attacked the city. And
were any buildings blown over?
I saw... there are no buildings big enough in my hometown to be blown over.
Any building can be blown over.
I don't think basements can get blown over.
The three little piggies.
I don't think that was the moral of that. No, because the end, the brick
what
building.
Meant, what they meant was just live in a hole in the ground. That's what I took. And that's why I live in a basement suite.
You don't. Get blown over. I live in a basement suite.
Don't really.
You live on the
right
top of Trump Tower because you,
hey,
as a political act.
No. Whoa. For the record, I do not remember what radio station we are on.
No, I'm kidding. He doesn't do that.
I do not.
But no, that was the idea was I saw trees literally blow over. I saw them blow over and it was crazy. I was biking past a skate park and it was like,
were the trees skateboarding?
Yeah, it was weird.
Could they do any tricks? Were they better than me?
Everyone's better than you.
It's a fair point. I'm terrible at skateboarding. That was Tristan's riff. Terrible at skateboarding. That's what that little lick was.
I should have learned new little, like, other little songs, like Mario or something. Like here,
oh,
ready?
Oh, God.
Dad, 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 dad. That was close.
If you let Tristan go, he'll just spin his tires
Imagine if I had a radio show, negative three people would listen. People would come and stop me, three people.
Okay. Ask me a question about weather.
So, Jack, what was the craziest weather storm you've ever found yourself once in?
When I lived in Mexico as a young boy, a small child.
Spoiler alert, this guy's been to Mexico.
Yes. There were many storms because we were by the ocean.
Mexico's by the ocean?
Yes, we were near the Frank Ocean. And there were many storms by the ocean because water is wont to do that. And there was one big one.
Water just wanna storm. Continue.
Anyway, there was a big storm one night. Like, huge. We danced out in the rain, and there was a lot of lightning, and it was scary. And then in the morning...
You were dancing. It doesn't sound scary.
It was more like, please stop it. Hey, oh, please stop doing that. Whoa, what?
Are you dodging the lightning?
Yeah. We're dancing. You know, like in a Western movie, when he's like, dance! And the guy, it was like that, but with lightning.
Wow. Who is shooting it? That's the question we all want. Oh, okay.
Jehovah.
The answer has been given.
Yeah. And we woke up in the morning and there was like a lightning strike, like a scar of lightning. This is from what I remember. I was 8 years old.
What?
Like, you know where lightning is struck and it's like all blackened?
What? Really?
Yeah. On one of the roofs in our like building. Like, it was sort of a terraced building going downward. And one of the roofs, Christopher Roofs. Had this big black mark on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I remember once I thought I was going to get struck by lightning.
And
I didn't because I'm here. I mean, granted, you can survive lightning.
A guy survived like 7 lightning strikes in one night.
What? One night? No. I mean, he's like,
lightning doesn't... Try it again. Try it.
I dare you. You can't tempt. And yeah.
You can't tempt what?
You can't tempt nature. I learned that in EOSC 114. Shout out to Science Requirement in the Arts Program.
Okay. Good to hear.
Great to hear. So, we did have a bit of fan mail that we wanted to get to.
Yes.
A little bit of fan mail that we wanted to get to.
Tristan, why don't you start us off with some of that old fan mail? Some of that good old-time fan mail.
Fan mail.
Fan mail.
Fan mail. Oh, I can play a bass song to fan mail. Ready?
Yep. Play it. Just do it, please.
Fan mail. So, turn that off.
Jack.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a bit of fan mail here. I will read one, and then you can read one, and then we can go from there.
Play it.
All right, play it. I'm going to read it. So this is a bit of fan mail I got at our radiopizzaparty@gmail.com. Send us fan mail, everybody. We love that stuff. We will read it on air.
Any sketches you have?
Yeah, if you have any sketch ideas. So here as it reads. Hey, RPP. Hey, that's us.
That's our initials.
I've been listening to you guys for the last 2 months, and I just thought I'd shoot an email. There are tons of shows that I listen to. COTR, there's plenty of great shows. But there are a few I feel the need to contact, quite like RPP. Well, hey, thanks. Thanks, sir. I'm sending this because I want you to stop the show.
Yes.
Please stop the show as soon as possible.
Why are they saying this to us?
You guys are not good at what you do. You aren't funny. And Tristan doesn't know how to work the fadootin' boards. Well, the last part's a bit true. A-holes.
I'm assuming there's two S's in that word in the uncensored version.
Feel it necessary to broadcast their dumb, milquetoast voices across the entire Lower Mainland.
That was a dig.
That's a dig.
They know about your history.
The answer is the two guys who are less entertaining than drowning in an alligator swamp. Radio Pizza Party is another minute stain on the soiled drawers of modern entertainment. Sincerely, Marmaduke Treblecock. Oh.
What a knob.
That guy was a little mean to us.
Yeah.
Marmaduke, I'll fight you if you come to the studio
right
now.
Fight him with your fists.
I'll fight you, Marmaduke, with the fists. Jack, why don't you read one? Why don't you read a little bit of fan mail?
Dear, Dear Jack and Tristan.
Yes.
You're a couple of puddly goos. A piggy boy in a barf bag. Sincerely, and with great love, Chardonnay Pentastico.
Wow.
Now, what,
I don't know what that means. That's a very succinct email.
I understand that barf bag probably isn't nice unless this person's into barf. But what's a piggly boy, and why are we puddly goos?
I wish I could, a puddly goo, but I imagine a goo that is puddled was my first assumption.
Yes, that's what most people would think.
But I really don't know what a piggy boy is. I guess
I know Piggy from Lord of the Flies.
Ooh, shout out to him. R.I.P. Piggy. Spoiler alert also.
Also, that book came out in like the 40s, so he's probably dead anyway.
You think it was based on a real boy?
Yes.
Who is the little boy?
Jeremy Irons. Oh, wait, no, he's alive.
Augustus Gloop from Willy Wonka? Was that the same character?
Yeah. It's like that guy from Law and Order who's been in like 600,000 different shows.
But he's like a different character every time?
He's the same guy.
Oh, he's Jerry Lunch. Orbach?
I don't know.
Dean Cain,
yeah. No, Rip Torn.
Rip Torn, great name on that man.
Yeah.
So I guess that was fan mail.
That was a great time.
Our two fans, Marmaduke Treblecock and Chardonnay Pentastico. I feel like that was not constructive.
Yeah, that really hurt me deep down to the core. If you're not going to stop making the show, because
I mean, what else are you going to do on a Friday night? I mean, you're two of us types.
When you don't have friends.
When you don't have friends, except for this other guy. But Chardonnay and Marmaduke, why don't you be a little more constructive next? Be more constructive with your feedback, please, as a great man once said.
Was it Gandhi?
I believe that was a Gandhiism, kind of like a dudeism. Like, dude, is that what they called it? When Gandhi said something kind of really Gandhi-y, it was like a Gandhiism. Jack?
Was that what he said?
Who's he?
No, Gandhi. Was he like, and that was a Gandhiism.
And then he, I don't know, threw some dust in the air or something at the British imperialists because they were not good.
They were rude, that's for sure. They were definitely rude.
A bunch of rude dudes with nasty tudes.
You can't say that on the air, man.
Ooh, I said the word nasty.
So weather.
Weather.
Sometimes it's so gross, I'm not sure whether or not I'm going to survive it.
What a funny time.
Couple of weathers. Amazing.
Great times.
So we did.
This has been just so much. Just so much. Just such a joyous occasion.
I think this was a good kind of reset with me and you, Mr. Lamming.
Yeah, we've been having fist fights each time we saw each other for coming up on since March 4th.
And
since
you,
the first ever
and,
yeah. show.
And so. You invested in a pair of brass knuckles, which I thought was not fair because I don't have.
Well, you've been knuckled.
I got brass knuckled a few times by Mr. Lamming. It
was painful.
Was painful. I'm not sure if you've ever been knuckle dusted by Mr. Lamming here, but it'll get you hard.
I got long arms. They're like pendulums.
Ooh.
So if I swing them just like a big old pendulum, it'll hurt.
The Pit and the Pendulum, Edgar Allan Poe.
Because he's so edgy.
Because he's so edgy writing about ravens or something. If you're not listening, Jack's arms look like two knots in rope. So why don't we play a little song that we were played a little game that we were thinking of doing? What do you think about that,
game?
Jack?
Let's hear it.
It was called "Sing Us a Song." You're the Piano Man. Or
that
sing
was the name.
Or Ding Along, Ding Dong, Sing Along. Is that what we wanted to call it?
Yeah, let's call it Ding Dong, Sing Along.
I like that because we're a couple of ding dongs. So the idea of the show, so we're just getting to what the show is about. The idea of the game is to find a song that we don't know, we both don't know, sing it, and just kind of go. So just go from there. So I don't know, let me go on like...
You didn't pick out a song beforehand that you
no,
didn't know?
No, because I think it would be good, because what if you knew it? I think it would be a good thing to discuss. So Jack, what's an artist you aren't entirely familiar with?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Ooh, should we try to pick something that's not a huge, huge hit?
Let's do a back album track off Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay. I'm just going to look up some Carly Rae.
And Jepsen.
Ooh, the Jepsen sisters. Do you think that exists?
No.
Do you think she has a sister? Think she has a sister, Jack? Jack, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for you to pick a song from Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay, what do you think is... Okay, so apparently she has a new album. Does this seem true?
I mean, it could be true. Musicians do, from time to time.
Yeah, 2017.
Release a new album.
Ooh, but there's only a single off that. So maybe if we go to 2008.
Yes.
And then we go to Tug of War, which was... we'll do that. We'll play a little bit of the game. So this is a little game we like to call Ding Dong Sing Along.
We've played it so many times, it's hard to remember the name.
It's really become a vestige part of the entire world.
Yes.
So why don't we play a little game called Ding Dong Sing Along. And this song is called
Sing Along to These Ding Dongs.
Tug of War. I've never heard this song before.
Neither have I.
But let's go.
You seem to go.
The sad needs the snow. Love is hard, stronger than this music. Oh, John, they just do what? Well, since you're at John's too. Oh, no, this is now. That's new to now. Don't you reduce school? Jack. Yeah.
No.
You seem to care. Love you go. That music. Don't go back. Go back tonight. Bright Jack is not into this game. All right, that was Ding Dong Sing Along. I aborted it because I was having fun. Jack did not sing.
I just couldn't hear any of the words, so I just sort of was going,
same. It's part of the fun of Ding Dong Sing Along, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of a couple
thanks
of Ding Dongs.
Thanks to Pete Holmes for that one.
Yeah, I took that from a Pete Holmes podcast. Hey, we're not as likable as Pete Holmes, I think is the issue.
That guy is just, he's a bundle of laughs.
I know, like, I feel like he's never been mad.
Really? What if he got his car stolen?
Well, that wouldn't matter, I mean, if that hasn't happened. Pete Holmes.
Pete Holmes does a sing-along.
So, Jack?
Yes?
Weather. What are your final thoughts?
On weather?
On weather. On whether or not you wanted to not die during this episode.
I'd say.
Okay, do like a dramatic, try to do a dramatic speech and I'll undercurrent with music. Ready?
Okay. Regarding weather, I would say that the important thing to remember is it's going to be there whether you like it or not. Do you see what I did there? So, that's what I have to say. You can't fight it. This episode has really gotten away from us, hasn't it?
It's weird because it's just us.
Yeah. We don't have anybody to bounce our stupidity off of. We start
except for each other.
We just start doing
except for this bass.
These weird accents.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Radio Pizza Party. So, Jack, what do you think of this? What are your final summations on this?
I think we have now tested out the format of just having us two. I don't think it deserves a revisit for a while.
I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it.
It's been fun, but I'm not sure if it has the same energy, the same chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
The same chutzpah, the same bagels and lox that our normal episodes do.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you smelling what I'm stepping in?
I'm smelling what you're stepping in, and I can tell the difference between a certain type of shoe product and a certain type of fecal matter.
I was talking about blueberries.
Oh, blueberries.
I stepped in blueberries.
Oh, that's why I smell like blueberries the entire episode.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought that was a cologne you were buying, you were wearing.
What would the cologne be called? Blue de Chanel? Because it's blueberries.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it'd be called. Or a Michael Blueberry. Like instead of Michael Kors or something. I don't know.
I thought you meant like instead of Michael Bublé, it'd be Michael Bublé.
Do you think if Michael Bublé ever wrote a song about blueberries, he'd change his name to Michael Blueberries?
Yeah, I think he already did. It's a really good cover album. You know what he covers?
What?
I'm blue.
Dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab-a-dee-dab